And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's becoming impossible to overstate how destructive the American gun lobby has become. Consider the current situation in our state and nation. 2020 was the most violent year this century in our state. Gun deaths, excluding suicides, rose by 31% in 2020 compared to 2019. At the national level, the numbers were similarly horrific, and 2021 has been even worse. Through last week, more than 28,000 Americans had died this year from gun violence. Such a dire situation ought to have spurred a national crusade to keep guns out of the hands of the violent and the mentally ill. Amazingly, however, thanks to the NRA and gun manufacturers, we're headed in the opposite direction. Last week, North Carolina legislators voted to repeal the state's effective and efficient handgun permitting system, a program that saved countless lives over a period of decades. When Missouri repealed a similar law a few years back, there was a quick and tragic spike in homicides and suicides. The bottom line, the law works and should remain in place. Governor Cooper should veto this dangerous and ill-conceived bill. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.